He knew everything about everything. One could as well say that one got an idea of an elephant by looking at an ant. Interestingly, Hardy's respondents usually perceived religious instruction at school as negative. One factor may be that school-based religious instruction inevitably instills rational concepts, moral precepts, or catechism, and seldom addresses spirituality, the element that had led the respondents to communicate with Hardy. In the end, Hardy and his colleagues came to the same general conclusion as James, that the visible world is part of a more spiritual universe from which it draws its chief significance, union with which is our true purpose. At the end of The Spiritual Nature of Man, 1979, Hardy tackles the accusation that his prior commitments colored his thinking. He points out that he arrived at his conclusions for the same reason the pragmatist James did, because the evidence points clearly in that direction. Only a prior commitment to materialism, he suggests, would cause one to ignore such a large body of data. Indeed, when Hardy states his own views on prayer and God, he makes clear that he can live with materialist hypotheses where he thinks that the evidence sustains them. But based on his accumulated findings, he concludes, "I believe we must revise the widely accepted outlook held by so many intellectuals today," and in support of his view, he quotes Bronowski's Science and Human Values, 1964. There is today almost no scientific theory which was held when, say, the Industrial Revolution began about 1760. Most often today, theories flatly contradict those of 1760. Many contradict those of 1900. In cosmology, in quantum mechanics, in genetics, in the social sciences, who now holds the beliefs that seemed firm 60 years ago? The basic outlines of Hardy's and his colleagues' findings of 35 years ago in Britain have been replicated in many settings since and garner increasing interest today. For example, in a 2005 Newsweek BeliefNet poll, 57% of Americans surveyed said that spirituality was very important in their daily life. But, we must ask, what about other cultures? What difference does culture make to our SMEs? Mystical experience the world over. Almost any religious system which fosters unearthly love is potentially a nursery for mystics. Evelyn Underhill, Mysticism.